Welcome to West Michigan's Morning News. Steve Kelly, Brett Fikita, Rick Albin. Again, sunshine in West Michigan. We'll take it. A lot of chatter over the weekend about the president, his address, his statement, his directive about transgender and bathrooms in states and schools. Could we in West Michigan, be losing federal funding if we don't comply? What do we have to do to comply? Are we going to comply? Let's get a little better read from our Lakeshore Congressman, Bill Huizenga. Can you put in perspective, just in your words, what did the president say and what are we expecting?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I think this is, we have to acknowledge it for what it is. Raw politics on his part that is just an overreach by the federal government. And, you know, what I think is most disturbing is that it is putting everybody into an impossible situation. I've talked to some public school board members already. We've heard from some public school superintendents. Then you get into the private school folks. I mean, this is just kind of unbelievable on a lot of different ways. But what it appears is that the president is just trying to push an agenda where there doesn't seem to be as much of a problem as he's trying to create, and that I think is what's most disturbing to me.
Congressman, you have a unique perspective because you spent 6 years dealing with the state budget, so you understand how the money flows from the federal government back into the state. I was looking at a House fiscal briefing on the school aid budget for this year, and it looks like about $1.775 billion comes in from the Fed out of a $14 billion budget. So is that the money that presumably the government would be threatening with if whatever compliance is not made?
Well, that's my understanding, and there's some speculation that wasn't laid out exactly what it is, but if you look at what is funded by the feds, it's typically Title I and Title IX, and those are, most of that actually goes to feeding poor families and poor kids. A lot of the meal programs are run through that, and you know, you sit there and kind of go, okay, how are you using this cudgel to go after some of the most vulnerable families to try to beat into submission a state or a particular district, a particular school building it may even look like. So that really is where you'll see the impact on it. And, you know, you already have Texas and maybe a few other states talking about, hey, maybe we just don't need the feds at all. They weren't real happy about No Child Left Behind and how the federal government, I would argue, overreach there and put themselves into a lot of different spots in education that they shouldn't be in. And then maybe this is one of those things that is that's going to push states to say, you know what, tell you what, you know, Article 10 of the Constitution says that you're supposed to handle what you're supposed to handle constitutionally, federal government. We're supposed to handle the rest of it. Maybe it's just time for us to handle the rest of it.
And that brings up a really interesting situation because this could extend to community colleges, universities that also get federal money. So, I mean, there could be more dollars on top of that. Is it realistic? I mean, if you look at, again, going back to Michigan's budget, one could make the case that you could make up that difference in the federal funding, not easily, but you could do it. Is that really something you think states can do?
Well, what I think that ought to happen is the states and the locals need to get together and frankly, probably just ignore the federal government on this and say, look, this is you've given us an impossible position to be in. We have no other way of doing this than to ignore you on it. Look, and these schools are already trying to do everything that they can do to protect kids and give them a safe environment. That's a key. Nobody's arguing about that. But when you've got schools saying, look, we are offering alternatives here, but it's just not good enough, it's crazy. And so then you get into different things like how is the feds going to deal with this from the Michigan High School Athletic Association or the NCAA? Really? You're going to cut out every Catholic school? You're going to cut out every private school? You're not going to allow tournaments to happen at a Hope College or some other place? it really is just beyond comprehension in many ways.
And do we have, and finally, Congressman, a lot of questions. Do we have any idea what kind of time frame we're looking at to get more of a specific answer?
No, and everybody's trying to find that out exactly, how soon they're trying to do this. And look, there's limited time on this administration. There's going to be a new president January 20. And, how much of this they are going to practically do, we don't know, or how much they can attempt to do it. But this I do know, they're going to have a lot of pushback from parents, from schools, publics, privates, you name it, and from policymakers like myself. Just to restore some common sense. That this is beyond the pale, and it just doesn't make much sense. So we're going to be watching this very, very closely.
We're completely out of time, Congressman, but is there any possibility that you, with the purse strings in the House, would consider re-examining the funding of the Department of Education in Washington?
I think things like this prompt that, but that means we have to do our appropriations process, and that's a tough one to do right now as well. But that's why it's important to do this and not have continuing resolutions moving forward, because that just allows them to have this kind of crazy flexibility.
That is Lakeshore Congressman Bill Huizenga. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys.